to show her what I'm doing and how I'm doing it in the most positive way. There's many things that we go through in life, having post-traumatic syndrome, having different mental illness is real, by the way, you know what I'm saying? Having mental illnesses too, also coping with that, you know what I'm saying, everything else. If I can show her that every day you gotta get yourself and get out there, baby, do something, you know what I'm saying? Not just laying around the house, do nothing all day. So let's go to the gym, let's take a walk, let's do this, let's do that. Let's be inspiring to each other. I can go out to the public and help them too, also. Maybe 80, you know what I'm saying? It don't make a difference because people inspire me. I met people just for one time that in life that inspired me. You know what I'm saying? And seeing no more but put words and scenes in my spirit that I can continue to go on. So what keeps me, my drive is, my passion is to help those and help others. You know what I'm saying? Because being in this world, not for ourselves, not by ourselves, but to also to plant that seed and to leave a legacy behind for others to follow. And that's deep, because guess what? One day is true, one day is not saying gonna be gone. You can still be saying, look at you. Because soon, you gotta lay like this sooner or later. You like this right now, I'm saying? But what he have to leave, what he did leave behind for us to follow. I'm saying that legacy, that tool, that trade, that one thing I can say about my seed is that, hey, no matter what he would like this, he would like that. I'm saying, in spite of us, we all got difficulties. We all got insecurities. We all have different mantras of different things that come against us. But it's pushing through that wall to go to the next one. I'm saying, like winning the marathon.
Right.
I'm saying, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. It's a long race. It never ends. Until your life ends. When your life ends, your legacy begins.
All right. Now that's deep.
Yeah.
So you got a list of services that I looked up, right? I'm curious, what made you get into doing photography?
That's this though. Because you know why? My mother, she always loved taking pictures. You know what I'm saying? She had cameras around the house and all that and everything else also. My sister did the film development when he was young, you know that and everything else also. And I always loved outside nature pictures, I'm saying. I'm a freelance photographer. So I tried to do the weddings and all that and everything else also. That didn't work out. So right now I just like take pictures of nature, take pictures of clouds, take pictures of different qualities, people, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that too also. And it's a very fascinating thing because when you look through the lens, you see a whole something different. See, when you captivate behind the lens, come I got my camera now too, man. I got my camera, let me bring it out here. When you look behind the lens, you see a whole different view, whole different pictures. It's like right now, there's no clouds in the sky, but there were some clouds earlier, and clouds speak to me. You know what I'm saying? So I like that also, too. When I was there, it was a public speaker. You know what I'm saying? Les Brown's my mentor. Willie Jolly's my mentor. You know what I'm saying? They encourage me to encourage others. You know, I listen to Zig Ziglar, Earl Nightingale, Bob Walker, Eric Thomas, Lisa Nichols. I go on and on and on and on and on. But they started somewhere too also. If we're not, when you're public speaking, we're not reinventing the wheel. We're taking different nuggets to empower others. You're public speaking. You know what I'm saying? I hear you out there on your Instagram and everything too also. Knowing that you can, you will, you must help others. You can be you. Do you. You know what I'm saying? Don't do what others want them to do. You know what I'm saying? With your passion that you have, your voice that you have, the care that you have, you have a lot of folks out there. People listen to you out there.
Yes, sir. So if somebody want to get some pictures taken by you, where can they go?
Where can they go? To my website, www.nasirwhite.com.
All right.
Or, matter of fact, you want to call me directly, call me, 804-627-1375. I say, get paid. It's live, 804-627-1375. And I say, if I don't answer, leave a detailed message. I'm a freelance photographer. No, I don't do weddings.
All right. So I appreciate you for doing this interview with me, brother. You dropped some gems in here. You dropped some deep stuff.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you taking time out. First of all, right. This is how it goes. It works both ways. When you say you appreciate me, I appreciate you for even asking me. Because you could ask anyone else. You know what I'm saying? A whole lot of people ask me. People understand. When you take time out for someone else, the poor in the dinner, they're pouring back into you. You know what I'm saying? When you take time out to go to your house of prayers and say, you don't have to do this, you do. When you take time out for someone else, it pouring back into you. You know what I'm saying? It's sacrificed both ways. And it's the growth. You know what I'm saying? Everything's not about money.
Right, right.
It's about money. It's that internal growth to help others achieve what you wanted to achieve. Six said it best, I think he said. When you help, Les Brown said, your net worth improves. I can't think of it right now. It's going to come back to me, though, but it's a
deep growth. It happens, brother. I've been doing it all the time. Yeah, that's my record. And I say, you know what? I'm just going to put it in my own way just to let you know this is what we're trying to get
that's
to.
That's right. That's right. But when you bless others, like I'm saying, you bless you, it comes back again to you also. You know what I'm saying?
I just look at it like your network is your network.
That's right.
Just how I look at it.
When you network, your net worth grows. That's what it is. Yeah. The more you network, your net worth will grow. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not
looking at it right now, but the more you network, I guess, what I talk about all the time, so I go to different events all the time, you're networking. And when your net worth comes, that opportunity comes, that opportunity knocking, I'm ready.
All right. So before we go, all your social medias, say your website one more time as well.
Website also.
All your social medias, website.
Also, I'm on Facebook, NasirWhite.com. Also, I'm on